Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
Julie, what's your impression of comedic impressionists, you know, the Rich Littles of the world who ply their comedic trade by impersonating other celebrities?
You want me to do an impression of Rich Little doing other comedians?
No, because I don't know
that
how that would
be awful.
Work. Because it's kind of like, I imagine there is no Rich Little. Like at the behind all these,
right,
these masks, there must be this void. And so if you try to impersonate the void, it's the whole universe implodes on itself.
What's my impression of him? Well, I love impressionists, particularly good ones, because I think it's, you know, on one level, it's hilarious, right? Because you're recognizing someone in a different context. But also the powers of mimicry are just amazing to me. And some of that rang true for me when we were talking about vaudevillians and people working their dummies in the ventriloquist. I mean, that to me is a real skill. It may not get you a lot of dates, but hey, it's good stuff with me.
I think it was the movie The Trip with Steve Coogan in it, where you have the two characters that have this very long and an entertaining bit where they're having this duel of Michael Caine impersonations.
That is one hands down one of the best film moments out there.
It is. It's pretty great because they're taking different Michael Caines from different periods of history, different points, different films in Michael Caine's lifespan. They are then they also have their own individual takes and preferences when it comes to the Michael Caine impersonation, and in a way, all of that nuance and all of that variety in the impersonation of a specific thing ties in nicely into what we're about to talk about in this episode.
Yeah, because we're going to focus on these comedic impressionists in the wild and why animals might go into this territory. Why would they do it? How they do it? And we're going to cover some extreme mimics that you might not have ever thought of as having this ability.
Yeah, we're going to start with birds, which, you know, you're probably aware that birds use a little bit of mimicry in their bird song. But then later on, we're going to get into some other animals that may surprise you. They surprise me.
Yeah. And mockingbirds, car alarms, that's going to be probably zero surprise to everybody, right?
Yeah. The mockingbird is is pretty great, really. I mean, we're talking about a very ultimately creative bird. The vast majority of songbirds out there, they learn and memorize their songs from a mentor, the father bird or another singing male. But the mockingbird takes their sounds from the environment around them. So they may take a little bit of a bird song here. They're listening to this bird and that bird, and they're incorporating it into their own unique song. Or indeed, they're hearing the sound of frogs or a barking dog.
Mm-hmm.
And if there happens to be a human settlement nearby, well, then that just opens the door to a whole new world of artificial sounds to add to their unique statement.
I think mockingbirds are actually pretty formidable in terms of something to be feared, at least for me, because not only will they mad dog you, you know, and try to swoop in, uh-huh. but they can sit there and mimic a car alarm or a cell phone or a dog. They're a little insane to me.
Yeah, we're reading this article from biologist Daniel Edelstein in an article for Bay Nature. And he said, from one spring to the next, an individual male mockingbird repeats a minimum of 35% to 63% of his previously heard song types, while at the same time adding more songs to his delivery. As a result, his vocal repertoire eventually grows to as many as 200 at old age, which is up to 8 years, he says.
So one reason for this would be reproductive fitness.
Yeah. It comes down, what does the female mockingbird want? She wants a male that has a really awesome song, a really nice, you know, a long song, a complex song, and therefore it behooves the male mockingbird to create such a song using any color, any palette available to him. It's basically the bowerbird scenario, where the bowerbird creates this wonderful love nest out mm-hmm. of objects that it finds. The mockingbird creates this wonderful love song out of sounds that it encounters in its environment, that it scavenges from its environment.
Right, they're like, if you mate with me, I've got like 200 songs in my jukebox. That one over there, only 50. Right.
Exactly.
So it becomes a more appealing proposition for the female bird if that other bird has the ability to pick up tunes to add to its arsenal of vocal awe. So that's one reason. Now, another reason that animals in nature might use it is deception, of course.
Yes, and of course, one of the classic examples of this we see, we've discussed this one before, and this is not really a bird thing, but you see wild cat species in the Amazon. They want to eat a delicious tamarin, those little bitty monkey creatures.
Yeah, the pied tamarin.
Yeah, they're so cute, but so delicious, I understand. You want to eat some of those? What do? You start mimicking their sounds. Cats are, of course, great mimics. They manipulate us humans through their mimicking of a baby crying, mm-hmm. basically with their meowing. And they're not above pretending to be a tamarin if it means they get to eat a nice tamarin on the other end of that song.
Yeah, so when the cat mimics the monkey's call, the tamarins are then compelled to come down from the trees and investigate. What mm-hmm. is this call? Is this my baby? And then, boom, the cat pounces.
Bottom line, in order to do this, in order to manipulate animals around you with sound, you have to have a certain amount of vocal flexibility.
Yeah, we know that humans obviously have it. Bats, dolphins, we've seen this. Songbirds, though, are the masters of this vocal flexibility. That is listening to and learning vocal cues from your surroundings. And the reason that songbirds are so good at this is that they have something called the syrinx. And this is a sound-producing organ. And it's sort of the equivalent to the human sound box, though instead of being just right above the trachea as ours is, mm-hmm. it is actually located at the junction of the two bronchi or air tubes leading to the lungs.
Yeah, the syrinx features membranes that vibrate, generate sound waves when air from the lungs passes over them. And then you have muscles that control the details of the song production in the bird. And so the more elaborate the muscles, then the more elaborate the song.
Yeah, and it's amazing because think about it. It's sort of like having an accordion tucked in right above your lungs, able to produce these really nuanced sounds.
Yeah, it's easy to. This is one of those things that is easy to take for granted as a human because we have this vocal flexibility. We can create so many sounds. Mm-hmm. We can not only sound like each other. We can sound like various other creatures in nature or man-made devices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have all these books. What sound does the truck make? Vroom vroom. What sound does the cat make? Meow meow. We're doing it. It's amazing. We can do just about anything.
Yeah, Bobby McFerrin, I was thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to have some of the highest vocal flexibility of any human around.
Yeah, If he was willing to, he could eat tamarinds all day. Just call him in.
He would be completely fine out in the wild.
He would.
Right. Hey, another thing here that could be adaptive.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get into some of the more extreme mimics that we find in nature. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, we're back. You had mentioned BBC's Life of Birds.
Yes.
Which features a songbird called the superb lyrebird, or yes. Lyrebird.
Yeah, we get a great scene of Attenborough stalking through the jungle, yeah. and stalking the lyrebird.
Yeah, he's actually in a dense forest in Australia, and it's wonderful because he's able to narrate what is going on with this lyrebird, which is really rolling out the big guns in terms of its vocal flexibility. And you see this amazing mimicry going on of not just the sounds it hears around us or around it in nature, but some of the human-made sounds that it overhears.
Yeah, such as a camera shutter.
Yeah, a camera shutter that, I mean, perfectly imitates the camera shutter. Obviously, it heard probably the crew doing that. A chainsaw.
Yeah, because it could hear construction going on in the surrounding area as the human habitats moved in on its own.
And a car alarm.
Yes.
And 20 different species of birds. So, I mean, this one is like the Fonzie of birds.
Yeah, the lyrebird is either of two species of ground-dwelling Australian bird. And it's interesting that in addition to having this immense repertoire of sounds at its disposal, the male lyrebird also has this huge, beautiful fanning tail.
Yeah.
So they're really the full package.
I think so, too. That's why I say Fonzie of birds here. Now, that would be somewhat expected, but what I probably would not expect is an Asian elephant able to mimic a human.
Yes, this one really surprised me. This is has to do with a 22-year-old Asian elephant that lives in the Seoul Korea Zoo. And supposedly, the elephant has learned to reproduce five Korean words. Annyeong, hello. Anja, sit down. Anya, no. Nuo, lie down. And yo, good. By placing, and it does this by placing its trunk inside its mouth to modulate sound, kind of like when you see a trumpet player put their hand in the front of it, or when you see a French horn player, where of course your hand is always in the bell of the horn.
Yeah, and an international team that's been studying the elephant since 2010 says that this is a wholly novel method of vocal production. And that the trainers first noticed that the elephant was imitating them in 2004. And you know what's funny is that for years they probably said, this elephant is imitating me, I swear to you. And people are probably like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're spending a little too much time around the elephant. But I love this idea that this not only is it reproducing the sound and mimicking humans, but it's doing so in this totally new way. Mm-hmm. For instance, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this in a science fiction, but it sounds perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd have an alien species that communicates by sticking a trunk into its mouth and then mimicking, human vocalizations.
Well, and one of the things that they think is important here or a key factor is that it was separated from other elements at age five very early on, and then it was just surrounded by humans.
Ah, so it inevitably reaches out.
Yeah, I mean, that becomes essentially its clan. And one of the other striking things about this is that it wasn't being trained to do it. This wholly came out of it just completely unprompted.
Yeah. Now, key, though, is that whole idea that it was around humans, not around other elephants. And we see kind of a similar theme in some of these other animals that we're going to discuss. Mm-hmm. The next of which is a beluga whale. Which I was surprised they had anything to say at all, and that it wasn't really dirty, because I always find them to be a particularly randy creature when I encounter them at the aquarium.
Those are the ones that are always showing off their junk, right?
Yeah.
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 Which is, they're wonderful. And I love to see them at our aquarium here in Atlanta, because they really do glide past the glass, and they seem to, as though they are making contact with you, eye contact. But yes, sometimes they can expose themselves a bit.
So let's go back to 1984. This is when researchers at the National Marine Mammal Foundation in San Diego began to hear their beluga whale knock saying something that resembled out. And what was interesting here is that not only is it saying something that resembles out, but it's speaking, quote unquote, at a lower octave than the octave it uses when it's actually using its vocalizations.
Yes. Eventually, Sam Ridgway of the U.S. Navy Marine Mammal Program in San Diego recorded knock and studied those vocalizations and came to that conclusion that it was modulating its voice. And that what you would think is that it was doing that so that it could be understood while it was mimicking. And what's interesting about that, too, is that it would say that when someone was in the tank with him.
Out,
get out of here. But Nock made the sounds by inflating air sacs to a higher pressure than he did when he would make his normal whale vocalizations.
Yeah, now the interesting thing here, too, is that Nock later went on and died in 1999, but Nock actually stopped doing this vocalization stunt, stopped saying out, in the late 1980s. And the researchers theorize this is because he reached sexual maturity. So there's this, you get this sense that there's this point for an animal in captivity,
mm-hmm.
where if it's not surrounded by other members of its own species, mm-hmm. or if it's in close proximity to humans, there is this period of time in which they reach out and try to communicate with the nearest organisms.
Yeah, and again, this is a case where it was spontaneous,
yeah.
so it is noteworthy for that.
Yeah, they weren't trying to teach this beluga to speak and do tricks. It just emerged. And then as quickly as it had emerged, it went away.
Now, one of the more astounding examples to me, I think just because of the clips, you guys have got to check this out, is a harbor seal. It was actually an orphaned harbor seal pup in the Kundi Harbor in Maine, and George and Alice Wallach picked it up in 1971 and took it home with them and tried to raise it. They named it Hoover, but when Hoover got too big, the swallows gave Hoover to the New England Aquarium in Boston. So George Swallow told the aquarium employees at the time, hey, this seal can talk. And of course they said, oh, sure. Again, you're spending too much time with this animal. But when Hoover reached sexual maturity, he actually began to speak more clearly.
Oh, okay. With an interesting trend compared to the beluga.
Yes. Yeah. And here's the part that's just so crazy when you hear the clip, with a Boston accent. I pock the cot, havid yad.
So I don't think I can do a Boston accent. Can you do a Boston accent and run through these different words and phrases that that Hoover could say?
I don't know that I'm going to sound like a Southie, but the seal would say, "Hey, hello there, how are ya? Get out of here! Get down! Get down!
Get down!"
Yeah, that was the 70s, right?
Oh yeah, get down, get down, yeah.
So there are actual clips that the New England Aquarium has, so you guys can check that out. But it is amazing because it's so odd. You can't help but anthropomorphize animals who are mimicking humans in the first place, but then to hear the Boston accent is just another level of amazingness.
Indeed. Now for this this next entry, our last entry here, I want you to think back to those Michael Caine impersonations we were talking about, because we're about to talk about goats. And what's interesting with goats is that they only produce a couple of different calls. They're not a lot of, there's no goat song, you know?
Yeah.
They're only saying a few different things. So the idea that they're bleeding them out with any kind of variety, with any kind of vocal flexibility, is pretty mind blowing. Who would expect this of goats?
And here, to be clear too, because I'm sure everybody has seen the yelling goat mm-hmm. clips out there, the goats that sound like humans. They are not mimicking humans in
yeah.
a sense.
They just happen to sound, arguably like humans.
But they do have accents
yes.
among their own groups, and I thought this was pretty fascinating.
Yeah, we're reading about this, the NPR Scott Simon interview with Professor Alan McEllingott of Queen Mary University of London, co-authored a study showing that goats' voices change as they move from different environments. And the idea here is that it has to do with group identity. It has mm-hmm. to do with the goats you grew up with and took on the vocal accents off.
Yeah, because they're a really highly social species.
Yeah.
And so if they get separated during the day, which they sometimes do, they want to be able to find each other, hear each other. So it would make sense that they would take on accents and that those accents could change, too.
Yeah. If they change in their environment and they change the surrounding goats that they're dealing with.
And it also kind of gives us a hint about the beginnings of our own vocal flexibility in humans.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not saying that In X number of years or X thousands of years in the future, the goats will have language. But all language begins with some degree of vocal flexibility, making this sound and making this one. This sound means this. This sound means that. And we've also looked at the way language develops in humans. I mean, a child's babble is, you know, a baby talk. It's nonsense, but it's mimicry. It's mm-hmm. mimicry is the early stages of acquiring language.
So, do you want to have a Michael Caine off?
I don't know that my Michael Caine is very good. I don't even know.
I like your Michael Caine. It's a little earlier. Maybe mine's a little bit later. Oh, God, that's awful.
Yeah, I think my Michael Caine is maybe an earlier Michael Caine, and it's really not very good. I used to be able to do a pretty good Sean Connery, but I had to have a chunk of apple in my mouth,
yeah.
and it was a later day Sean Connery. Perhaps after he had dentures, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work on my Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours
nice.
Mine is not good.
Well.
All right, so there you have it, a little insight into the world of animals mimicking other animals, animals mimicking chainsaws, and, oh, and video games. That was one of the things about the lyrebird that I found, that there are cases where lyrebird is imitating the gunshots in a video game that it can hear. And then you also have animals that are mimicking us, and maybe even the early stages of the goat language.
And then humans mimicking other humans.
Yes. So, you want to learn more about this and other topics, you need to head on over to stuffblowyourmind.com. That is our headquarters. That's the mothership. That's where you'll find all of our podcasts. That's where you'll find news on what we're up to. You'll find our blog posts. You'll find our videos. You'll find links to our social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. We are on YouTube. We're on Google+. And you can always send us a good old-fashioned email as well. How do they do that, Dewey?
They can send it to blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.